It's time for Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network, presented by BSUBeavers.com. This season, we focus on the all-time captains for the green and white. In the 60 years of Beaver hockey, many character traits have led to some of the best captains on the ice. RH Bob Peters joins us next on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, BSUBeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
Welcome back to Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network. In the history of Beaver hockey, many players have been elected captains by the coaches and their peers. In the 1974-75 season, the Beavers finished 13-15. It was the only losing season in the small college era with RH as a head coach. The next year, the captains Mark Eagles, Mark Christo, and Dan Bokey made sure that a repeat wasn't in order.
Well, Mark Eagles was an incredible hockey player. He, like Grand, when the puck was on his stick, it brought you right out of your seat. Right up, you would stand up to watch what was going to happen. He was that electrifying. And he never cut back on his effort. He never had to worry about that type of thing. And the other two leaders, Dan Bokey and Mark Crystal, they were from Owatonna. And they were great football players. They led the Big Nine, I think they call it, in rushing yardage when they were seniors in high school. But their coach in high school hockey was a former player of mine at North Dakota. And he called me and said, I've got two real fine athletes here. They're outstanding people. Talked about leadership. They were captains. And they were playing outdoor hockey. So it happened to be the year when the Minnesota Amateur Hockey Association meeting was held in Owatonna. So I went down to see him. People, what are you doing here? I said, I'm recruiting a couple of players from Owatonna. He said, what? They play outdoor hockey. Said, maybe, but they're good people. And then I told him about their coach, Dudley Otto, who played for me at North Dakota, and what he had to say about the boys. Well, those two boys, Bulky and Christo, as freshmen, made the varsity lineup. That same freshman year, we were in the national championship in Thunder Bay and just devastated with injuries. So many freshmen had to go right in the lineup. And these two were already in, but they had to step up too. And we won the national championship in overtime. Eagles scored the winner. And these Bokey and Christo were major parts of that. Well, there was leadership there. You could see it. And by the time they were seniors, they were all captains for us.
You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, presented by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network. To listen to past archives of the show, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. BSU Beaver Men's Hockey on Mix 103.7 and online at BeaverRadioNetwork.com.